In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh yes, it's time to talk movies. Pass the Popcorn is brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family, and you can enjoy it in those beautifully renovated, comfy, reclinable seats.
Oh man, those new seats are everything you want them to be and more. No, it's lovely. You know, I'm curious as to, I will admit to a degree of curiosity, is how well they'll work once a gigantic soda gets poured into the works and all that. But
they gotta be built to withstand that.
You would think so, right? Yeah. Like this is they're very space specific, I think. Mm. So I have to assume that there are contingency plans in place for, you know, well, I mean, just for the standard behavior of the young people. Yeah. Because, you know, they're animals.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know better than anybody.
Humans in general, let's be honest.
That's accurate. That is accurate.
You had a good weekend?
I did. Got out on Saturday, played my first round of disc golf of the season. My arm hurts very much.
Oh, so there was no off-season training program?
Oh, heavens no. I had not thrown a Frisbee in close to 2 years at that point. And so, of course, I immediately go and start throwing it as hard as I can.
Sure.
Because that's literally the only way I know how to play. Yep, felt the pop in the elbow the first throw, and then my drive on the second hole, my hand basically went numb from about bicep to fingertip, and so it was like, okay, so I'm in fighting shape right now. Yeah. Like this is I'm in my prime.
It's a blown UCL, but you're good to go.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's fine. Fine.
I thought of you and your Frisbee golf prowess. I was actually walking around in the park in your neighborhood yesterday, and there was a guy practicing in the park.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, because I thought, why is it he's playing Frisbee with himself? But then he had several Frisbees and was aiming at targets, clearly practicing.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I actually have a basket of my own at my home, and I've been known to do a little bit of putting practice, but again, I haven't done it in a while because I'm old and I'm lazy, and you know, and being outside scares me sometimes. And so but I went out. I didn't get it. Not a single tick. I was very excited about that. Wandering through the woods, I'm like, oh, am I gonna get the lime?
Yeah, you don't want the lime.
I don't want the lime.
Nobody wants the lime.
So yeah. And then you know, Mother's Day yesterday, I went and spent some time with my mom yesterday afternoon, and then went out to dinner with my in-laws. So hit both moms yesterday. So that was really nice. And yeah, it's been a good weekend.
Well, good. And you got to the movies too.
I did. I got to see a couple, actually.
Well, tell us all about them.
Well, we'll start with Life of the Party.
Okay.
Which is that's the new one from starring Melissa McCarthy.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, the team up between her and Ben Falcone, her husband.
Right.
This is their third one. They did Tammy back in 2014, and then they did The Boss a couple of years ago, and this is the third one. He directed, she stars, they co-wrote the script, et cetera, et cetera. It's not bad. It's not a bad movie, but, you know, it's one of those things where I kind of think the ship maybe has sailed a little bit on the, because it used to be that every couple years or so, there would be some sort of like breakout comic hit, like in the summertime.
Mm.
And I don't know that we're necessarily going to see as much of that anymore going forward, just because of the nature of the summer blockbuster season and all that stuff. Right. It's just like there's not necessarily a ton of room for stuff that isn't, you know, a franchise or, you know, superheroes or, you know, Tom Cruise or any of that sort of thing. And so I think we're less likely to see surprises like, oh, like the example that jumps to mind is something like The Hangover, which right. made, you know, a couple $100 million coming out in the summertime. I just don't know that we're going to be able to get that simply because there are so many quote unquote event movies floating around out there.
Right.
But that being said, this is a perfectly fun movie. Like, I like Melissa McCarthy. I like what she brings to the table. This time around, she plays a wife and mother by the name of Deanna. She's struggling a little bit with the upcoming onset of empty nest syndrome. Her daughter, her only child, is starting her senior year of college. And so she and her husband, played by Matt Walsh, drop the kid off at the sorority house and get ready to head off. They're going to go on vacation in Italy. And then the husband drops the bomb and says, "I want a divorce." And so just out of nowhere, blindsides her with this desire to get a divorce. So she's kind of at a loss. She's day drinking at the racquetball court with her best friend, played by Maya Rudolph, who's excellent because she's always excellent. And she's really kind of at a loss as to what she wants to do. And then, the light bulb moment, she decides she's going to go back and finish her archaeology degree, which she withdrew from college 1 year short of graduating. She's going to go back to the old alma mater and finish school. And wouldn't you know it, it's the same school that her daughter attends.
Gee. Who saw that plot development?
You know, you're not going to see that coming. And so she re-enrolls and winds up living in the dorms with a creepy weirdo roommate and starts hanging out at the sorority house and making friends with her daughter's friends. First and foremost, a young lady by the name of Helen, played by Jillian Jacobs, probably best known for her time on Community, the TV show. Who's a little bit of an older student, and she's older because she's now in college after spending 8 years in a coma, and she's apparently apparently a very a popular figure in pop culture due to her recovery from the coma. Lots of Twitter followers and that whole business.
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty cool. And so they it's basically, she tries to reassimilate onto a college campus. You know, and there's some weirdness, like she deals with some mean girls and she goes to some parties and there's a weird potential entanglement with a handsome young frat boy who's a fraternity brother of her daughter's boyfriend. One of her primary archaeology professor was one of her classmates back in the day. He's played by Chris Parnell. And very quickly, her husband decides he's going to remarry, and that complicates things further, leaving her to try to figure out if she's really going to be able to make it work and get through this year and make it to graduation. And there it is. To some, it might sound a little bit like the classic 1980s Rodney Dangerfield vehicle, Back to School.
Yes.
And there are some similarities, more than token similarities. I was thinking about this, and I would put this movie, Life of the Party, it's not as good as you remember Back to School being, but it's better than Back to School actually is.
Yes.
Because as someone who views that movie through the fog of nostalgia, it's like, oh, yeah, Back to School, that was awesome. It's not really awesome. If you really take a hard look at it, it's like, oh yeah, okay, no, it's Rodney Dangerfield doing Rodney Dangerfield stuff for for an hour and a half. Not that that's not fun, but it's not as good a movie as maybe you remember it being. Melissa McCarthy does her Melissa McCarthy thing. There are a couple of big physical comedy moments that happen, although not necessarily, it's not as widespread as she sometimes gets. It sometimes gets a little bit much, mm-hmm. In terms of the slapsticky kind of stuff with her. They dial it back a little bit for this. There's some genuine stuff. There are some big laughs. The performances are great. It's a great cast, like along with the names that I mentioned. Stephen Root is in this movie. Jackie Weaver. Julie Bowen from TV's Modern Family. Like, it's a great cast, and everybody does wonderful work. It's funny. I laughed plenty. A month from now, I'm probably not going to remember a whole lot about this movie.
It's a summer movie.
You know what I mean? It's on the disposable side, but that's okay. Like, they're not all meant to be like all-time classics. Right. It's like, you'll sit down, you'll watch this movie, you'll be entertained. And then you'll go on with your life. And then, honestly, there are worse ways to spend your time.
No doubt about it. All right, that's one. What else did you see this weekend?
So I saw a movie called Breaking In. I don't know if you're familiar with this movie at all.
Not yet. Tell me more.
Yes. We know that there's in the sort of thriller genre, you've got some subgenres. Home invasions have been really big in recent years. Something that, a subgenre that hasn't necessarily received as much attention is the, I refer to it as the panic room thriller.
Oh, yes.
Where you've got, the family isolated in a closed off space with bad guys outside trying to get in for whatever vaguely defined reason. Breaking In is actually an interesting take on the panic room thriller sort of thing. Because in this case, the bad guys are inside and our hero is trying to get in to save her children.
Oh.
It stars Gabrielle Union, who honestly gives...
Oh, okay. Now I have heard about this.
Who I think is someone who just, for whatever reason, has just had the worst luck in terms of getting work in Hollywood. I'm sure you could chalk it up to a number of factors. I feel like she's never really gotten the big opportunity that some actors get. She gives a performance that is frankly far too good for the movie that she's in, because she's basically the only good thing about this movie. The rest of it is full of plot holes and formulaic and very paint by numbers, and the performances are range from disinterested to crazy, and it doesn't. But she plays this woman, a mom, mother of two, who has to go to the ranch where she basically grew up to put her father's estate in order. Her father dies under mysterious circumstances. She shows up at the ranch, and it turns out that there are all these security systems and motion lights, motion detectors, like crazy keypad security systems. The things that they always have in these movies, the very slow moving shutters that go over the windows, so they're impenetrable or whatever, has some of those. And it's just like, wow, why is my dad's house a fortress? Turns out dad wasn't a very good guy.
Oh.
And, had some, questionable business dealings that might have led him to say, keep a significant amount of cash money on hand. And so a quartet of bad guys show up with intel on a supposed safe hidden somewhere on the premises that contains millions of dollars. And they want the millions of dollars, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get their hands on the millions of dollars. The very, very tropey, standard sort of one-note kind of characters. You've got, the random tech guy, and you've got the tweaked out drug guy who's maybe having second thoughts about being there. You got the straight on, knife wielding psycho guy, and then you've got the leader, played by Billy Burke, who could not be less interested in what's going on. He walks through every scene like, the impression you get, it's like someone like slapped him somewhere on his body that he, like somebody doesn't know, like gave him a slap right before the camera started in every scene. He just looks kind of confused and a little startled and not really sure what's going on. They wind up with getting their hands, the bad guys get their hands on Gabrielle Union's two kids and keeping them hostage and saying, demanding to know where the safe is. But she doesn't really know where the safe is because she's estranged from her father. And so she spends the rest of the movie attempting to break in, hence the name.
Boom.
Breaking In.
All right.
Look, it's not good. It's not a good movie. It's boring. Boring movie. The pacing's all off. It's funny too because it's a weird I like the idea. I feel like there's a good movie there somewhere, but I feel like the team they put together to make it not necessarily the best one. Yeah, because it's the director, a guy named James McTeague, made his bones working with the Wachowskis, and so like he's made movies like Like he made V for Vendetta,
mm-hmm.
you know, and directed a few episodes of the Wachowskis, the streaming show Sense8.
Yep.
You know, so not necessarily a great fit for this kind of movie. Meanwhile, the screenplay was written by a guy named Ryan Engel, whose entire body of work is a couple of Liam Neeson movies and Rampage from a few weeks back. And it's just like it's just a weird combination of people to try to make this particular story come forward. And so so when you combine that with a cast that, aside from Gabrielle Union, who again, as I said, really lays it all out there, a cast that really doesn't seem particularly well suited to what they're doing. It's either very one note, or in the case of Billy Burke, no note, because it's like he literally could not be less interested in what's happening. And so there's a lot of close up yelling and bad decisions, ethically questionable motivations, you just have to wait and see who's more desperate: the guys who want the $4 million, or the mother who just wants her kids back.
I like your phrase that they ranged from disinterested to crazy. That was actually Carrie's dating profile before he met Loretta.
Yeah, it does sum it up. I got nothing to come back with.
No?
That's about right.
Hey, by the way, we got a message while you were talking. Our friend, friend of the show, Joe, up in Orono, says, "Nice to hear Alan talking disc golf. He was at a tournament at Porcupine Disc Golf in Vassalburg."
Oh, sure. Actually, while we're talking about it, our friend Jeremy White is actually organizing a tournament at DR Disc Golf right here in Orrington. I believe it's this Saturday. From what I've seen, there he's really putting on a spread. A lot of closest to the pin prizes. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for folks.
Now, Joe won his division, and I think we know why. He was wearing his downtown shirt.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Nice.
I recommend that to anybody who wants to be a success in life.
Man, I should have worn mine the other day. Maybe my arm would hurt a little less.
Maybe. It's got that little sleeve, three-quarter sleeve.
Cover the elbow a little bit.
Keeps you warm.
Yeah, cover the elbow a little bit.
Keep your juices jangling. That's the key. What?
Well, I feel like that's inappropriate, Rich.
May well be. I don't know. Satchel Paige said that. He was probably inappropriate and didn't know it.
My blood is angered up as we speak.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Alan.
My pleasure.
We'll see you on Wednesday. Alan Adams of The Main Edge talks movies with us here on Downtown every Monday afternoon. Brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Don't spill that big soda on those new seats, for God's sakes.